T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Bodies of Wichita couple found in northwest Arkansas. We've got the story.
Another big basketball tournament coming to Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
12 horses have been removed from a Kansas farm. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. It looks like the air conditioning may be running a notch higher this afternoon. Our full forecast and what to expect is coming up.
Another clarification from the White House a day after the president said he had simply misspoken when he said that he saw no reason to believe Russia had interfered in the 2016 U.S. election.
The president at a cabinet meeting defending his record for dealing with Russia.
And we're doing very well, probably as well as anybody has ever done with Russia. And there's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia.
President Trump also, during that cabinet meeting, apparently said he does not believe Russia is still targeting the U.S. But that remark, according to White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders, was misunderstood by the press. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Police are looking for suspects in a pair of armed robberies this morning on opposite sides of Wichita, possibly pulled by the same two bandits. About 4:15, a couple of male suspects held up a Presto store at 515 North Seneca. And then an hour later, two armed bandits robbed a quick shop at George Washington Boulevard in Oliver, taking cash and cigarettes. The suspects wore hoodies, at least one wearing a black clown mask.
Authorities say the bodies of a couple recently disappeared from a Kansas fairground have been found in a shallow grave in northwest Arkansas. The bodies were found early Wednesday near Natural Dam in Crawford County. They have been identified as Sonny and Pauline Carpenter of Wichita. Crawford County, Arkansas Sheriff Ron Brown says the couple may have been buried Monday. His office received a tip about the site Wednesday.
Those involved had moved a lot of debris on top of it. What took us so long is we just methodically removed it.
Van Buren, Arkansas police took 3 men into custody after the bodies were found. In Kansas, Barton County Attorney Amy Mello said the couple disappeared from the county fairgrounds west of Great Bend in the last few days. They were believed to be vendors at the fair.
The NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Committee has awarded a regional round hosting duties for the 2022 Women's Tournament. Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena will serve as one of the 4 regional sites. KSN News asked Wichita State women's basketball coach Keitha Adams about the possibility of the Shockers playing essentially at home if they were to make the Sweet 16 in 2022.
Having this in 2022, I think it's another thing to plant a seed in people's minds about women's basketball here in the area. It definitely is a great goal for us. We'll have it on the board, and we're going to work really hard to build this thing.
Intrust Bank Arena will be hosting the Women's Regional Championship action for the first time, previously hosting the Women's Tournament 7 years ago.
In northeast Kansas, Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morse says 12 horses were removed from a farm this week after a veterinarian determined they were not receiving proper care.
Sheriff Morse says the horses were taken Monday from a farm near Holt. Medical staff is caring for the 4 stallions, 2 colts, and 6 mares. He says some horses were not getting adequate water, despite recent high temperatures, and hay on the farm was old. The Topeka Capital Journal reports another 35 horses were determined to be in adequate health and remained on the farm, but those horses will be checked daily. The Jackson County attorney will determine if any charges are filed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A massive fire continues to burn in Oregon. Stephen Myers of the Oregon State Fire Marshal's Office says that fire has claimed at least one life.
I can confirm, through the Washington Wasco County Sheriff's Office, confirm that we do have one civilian casualty, unfortunately, as a result of exposure to the fire.
That person was found in a burned-out tractor. It's believed he was cutting a fire line. More than 1,800 firefighters are battling that fire, which now covers 27 square miles. Evacuation orders are in place.
Since President Trump's summit with Russia's Vladimir Putin, progressives have been energized toward calling for the president's impeachment. But not all Democrats want to send that message. Fox's Garrett Tenney has more from Washington.
Democratic leaders are facing growing pressure from those voters to call for President Trump's impeachment. We saw that again in front of the White House, where protesters gathered for the third straight night after the president's summit with Vladimir Putin.
Impeach 45! Impeach 45!
Organizers originally planned 50 candlelight vigils across the country, but following the president's controversial remarks in Helsinki, the number of rallies skyrocketed to roughly 200. Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill this week have really been pressuring their members to avoid talking about impeachment out of concern that it could hurt their chances of retaking the House in November. But with all of the energy in the progressive wing of the party, that is becoming a harder argument to make.
A couple of Democratic members of the House have already introduced a measure to impeach President Trump. KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The Wichita Wingnuts, could they get a win in Nebraska? It's been hard to do. We'll have those details coming up in sports.
Forbes magazine has released their annual list of most valuable sports teams. We'll tell you who it is. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Police are looking for a suspect in an armed robbery in South Wichita Tuesday night. Officer Charlie Davidson says this happened at Pawnee Liquor and Smoke Shop at Pawnee in St. Francis.
An unknown suspect entered the business, displayed a firearm, a handgun, and demanded money from the business. Money was given to the suspect, who then fled this business on foot.
Male suspect had a blue bandana covering his face. There's a video surveillance image of the suspect accompanying the story on our webpage at knssradio.com.
The latest report on congressional pork barrel spending shows a large jump in earmarks.
Citizens Against Government Waste President Thomas Schott says earmarks increased more than 42% in FY 2018.
Even in the drain the swamp era, earmarks are alive and well in Washington, D.C.
Included in the 2018 Congressional Pig Book, $663,000 for a brown tree snake eradication program. Republican Senator Jeff Flake hammed it up at the Pig Book release, taking a selfie with a pot-bellied pig in attendance. The group points out Fay the pig was borrowed, not rented. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Forbes magazine has released its annual list of most valuable sports teams.
The Dallas Cowboys are once again the most valuable team in the world. Forbes magazine publishing their annual list Wednesday of most valuable sports franchises, with the Cowboys put at $4.8 billion, up 14% from last year. Rounding out the top five soccer clubs, Manchester United, Real Madrid, and FC Barcelona, and then the New York Yankees. Of the 50 most valuable teams, according to Forbes, 29 of them are NFL teams, with the Cincinnati Bengals, Detroit Lions, and Buffalo Bills just missing out. The biggest gainer in terms of ranking on the list was the Houston Rockets, jumping up 14 spots to number 40. The biggest fall was the New York Jets, slipping 8 spots to number 21. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
And I've got a traffic tracker. One of our traffic trackers called in. Marv was telling us that a slow time going through 21st and Tyler. Traffic hazard there has reduced everything to one lane, pretty much every direction. Traffic was backed up a ways. So again, that's 21st and Tyler. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is already quite warm as we start the day, but we will be sunny and hot again this afternoon. This time around may get to 100. When you combine the temperature and the dew point, it will feel more like 105. Clear overnight down to 75. Hot again tomorrow with Friday's high 98. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 76 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. 8:11, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And earlier this morning, we had Governor Collier on the Republican side of the coming primary election on August 7th. Now we've got the Democrat side represented with Carl Brewer, who's running for governor, of course, former mayor of Wichita. Good morning, Mr. Brewer. Nice to have you with us here on a hot Thursday morning.
Well, it hasn't gotten hot yet. It's worth sitting that way. Oh, you, good morning.
But you know what it's like, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you're running for governor now. What do you think is the biggest issue that that we're facing here in Kansas?
Well, certainly there are a host of issues that have actually happened here. You know, you're starting off when you start talking about our financial position here in the state of Kansas. We're not financially stable. We borrowed money from transportation fund. We borrowed money from Capert. We borrowed money here in the state of Kansas from everybody you can possibly borrow from, except our aunt and uncles. But we certainly have borrowed from the future generation. And so when we start talking about infrastructure and we talk about highways, and we need to work on improving that, on not only that, but working on diversifying our economy, create an environment where we can actually truly invest in our schools and make sure our children get the best education that we can possibly provide them. We owe that to them because our children aren't competing with the bordering states. They're competing with the rest of the world because that's where corporate America is going. But if we have an educated and a skilled and a talented workforce in the state of Kansas, it makes it easier for us to attract other businesses and diversify what we actually have. They'll come to Kansas, and they'll want to be here because they have a future here.
Well, there is a big, big challenge that we're seeing. I know you're aware of it, and that is the fact that, hey, we've got some jobs here. We've got a lot of jobs here, but we need people to come and fill them. If not from in Kansas, for them from out of Kansas, come into Wichita, come into our cities and fill these jobs. They're there for the taking, right?
Yes, we do have some jobs here. And but, you know, the big challenge we have is it the right types of jobs and what the next generation is actually wanting? And they're going someplace else. But we also have to have a positive image. And that starts at the very top, you know, in the governor's office, where the attitude is positive and that we have inclusion, that we want individuals to come here. We want individuals to come to Kansas, be part of Kansas. And they have a voice here, and we have not done that. In Kansas, you know, our track record is demonstrating that the 1% pretty much dictates what and how we're going to do something. We want other individuals to come here to be able to vote and to participate and to work, but we don't want to give them a voice and say, this is the quality of life that we'd like to have. And that's created a real challenge.
You, I know you're aware of the fact that this is a heavily Republican state you're running in, but it's not unusual. We've had, in my lifetime, I can count a number of Democratic governors. Is there going to be, you're talking about this blue wave coming up, is there going to be a blue wave, or going to be a lot of Democrats elected to offices across the country?
Well, what I would like to say is that, you know, I think that there's going to be a lot of Democrats getting elected because of the fact that, you know, the past administration has done some really bad things. You know, the experiment didn't work, and rather than shut the experiment down when you knew that it wasn't working, they continued it going. And so I see more people getting involved and interested in getting out there, registering to vote, and being involved. I mean, look at the number of people that you see that are actually running for office, and you've never seen that in decades when you start talking about the Democratic Party. So I think there's an opportunity to bring about some real change. But they're looking for the right people. I think Kansans are looking for the right people that, one, can work with everyone, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, but not only that, but individuals across the board, giving everybody an opportunity to have a voice and to be heard and be valued.
One of the questions I like to ask, because you are a candidate, you're out there going to the forums and the meetings and the town halls and getting to know the people from all across the state, and what are they saying? Is there a theme that crops up? Is there a common theme that, hey, this is what we're most concerned about?
As I travel from western Kansas all the way to Sharon Springs to Weir, Kansas, which I just found out that existed when I went there and found the city. In fact, they were telling me that they had not had a gubernatorial candidate or a governor ever come there.
Wow.
For many, many years. But when you talk to them and find out what they're at, they're interested in economic development, growing their communities, making sure that the next generation is willing to stay there. And they want to pay their fair share of taxes, but they want health care. They're having issues with health care. They want to grow their businesses. Education is very important to them. infrastructure allow them to be able, when you talk about rural Kansas, how they get their goods to market, to be able to trade, and to, they want to know more about exporting. But they have been forgotten about, and the individuals have not been working with them to help them to be able to grow their economy. They just say, okay, you farm, that's good. Go ahead and send your stuff to market. And they want the exact same things that people in urban Kansas are wanting. They want good schools. They want good roads. They want safe communities. And the list goes on and on and on. So, you know, when you're talking to them, the only thing different about the urban communities and rural communities is the location. Other than that, they want the exact same things, and they want somebody to listen to them and to pay attention and to bring value to them.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate your time this morning. And this is Carl Brewer running for governor on the Democrat side, the primary election coming up August 7th. Of course, Mr. Brewer is a former mayor of here in Wichita, and throwing his hat in the ring there for governor on the Democrat side. Today is Thursday, July 19th, 2018. It was on this date in 1954 that a young man named Elvis Presley's first single was released by Sun Records. It was That's All Right, Mama. And that was backed by, on the other side of the label, would be Blue Moon of Kentucky. So Elvis Presley getting a little exposure there, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Sure is.
Mr. Presley went on to have a fine musical career. Let's put it that
think,
way.
Yeah, boy.
A really good
to say the least.
Yeah. It's 8:18 now, Stephen.
Boy, Sun Records put out a lot of great stuff.
They were back in the 50s.
They were
putting out all kinds of good stuff in those days.
And just think, they had young kids showing up on their doorstep by the names of Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, mm-hmm. Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison. I mean, just
here we
you
are.
Think of the legends that were all young kids that were all recording. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
They were all just young kids recording at Sun Records in Memphis.
And what
amazing.
And what we hear about that is they had an influence on the next generation, which would be the Beatles, Rolling Stone, people like that.
All those people in the 60s,
All right. 8:18 now, Steve and Ted. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward, and at least one Major League Baseball game today or tonight as we go back into full schedule tomorrow after the All-Star break, right, Ted?
Yeah, the All-Star break continues for almost everybody except for two teams, which for some reason play tonight. The first-place Chicago Cubs host the St. Louis Cardinals, one game only in the major leagues tonight. That's against a five-game series in Wrigley Field, 6 o'clock tonight. Cardinals-Cubs, you can listen live at 6 o'clock this evening on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Cubs have won 6 of 8. Cardinals are 4 games back for a playoff spot right now. Pro baseball last night, the Wichita Wingnuts working on an 8-game losing streak in Nebraska. Hadn't won in Lincoln in a long time. Finally got that streak broken last night. The Wingnuts beat Lincoln 5-2, snapping that 8-game skid in Lincoln against the Salt Dogs. Wingnuts remain 2 games behind for a playoff spot. The Wingnuts are now home for the next 4 days. It's a brief 4-game homestand against the Cleburne Railroaders today through Sunday. After that, the Wingnuts will be gone from Lawrence Dumont for more than 3 weeks during the National Baseball Congress World Series. So
right.
The next 4 days, chance to go see the Wingnuts at Lawrence Dumont Stadium before they leave town for a bit. Of course, just last hour, I gave away 4 tickets to go to the Wingnuts to a great listener. And I'll give away another 4 back tomorrow. So
okay.
Tune in for your chance tomorrow here on Steve and Ted to win Wingnuts tickets. Want to go see the Nuts. We got golf action. The 147th version of the British Open is underway in Scotland at Carnoustie. Current leader at 5 under par in the clubhouse is American Kevin Kisner. He competed here in Wichita at the Wichita Open a couple times.
Wow.
Here in the past decade, and now he's the current leader at the British Open, which is still a lot of golfers out on the course.
And you've talked about that before, how many great young golfers we've seen here in our tournament.
Yeah, they come through every year, and then they end up doing amazing
things on the
PGA Tour.
You bet.
So we'll be watching the British Open as that continues. Let's get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State pitcher A.J. Ladwig. He's in Double-A with the Detroit Tigers right now, playing for the Erie Seawolves. Ladwig yesterday went 5 1/3 innings, only gave up a couple of runs, and picked up the win. His 6th win of the season. The former Shocker, A.J. Ladwig, he has 40 wins now in the minor leagues. Pretty good. And he's still trying to get up the ladder. The former Shocker's in Double A right now with the Tigers. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. He's going to talk about Comey and the Democrat vote. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.